This is Cooking for Audio. You are listening to Cricket for Audio, and I am Ranjit Shinde. Brian Charles Lara, walking back to the pavilion, which perhaps could be his last international cricket match in front of his home crowd of Trinidad and Tobago. And what a compelling sight it made. The sigh, the smile, and that bat salute to the home crowd was a moment to cherish for sure. Speaking at the post-match press conference, Lara paid his dues to his home crowd and expressed his wish to play a test match in Trinidad before he bids goodbye to the game which people all across have enjoyed watching him play. This is what Lara had to say at the post-match press conference.
It's a difficult situation when you know that, you know, you have aspirations to play for another year. It so happened that you just might not play international one-day cricket here. So it was nice to win, first of all, but I've had a very enjoyable time playing in Trinidad and Tobago. I still have aspirations to play a test match here. So it was good. It was momentous. It was nice to win. It was nice to see as I exit the field. You know, Bravo took over things, and you know, he's from Santa Cruz, he's from Trinidad and Tobago. Maybe that's the next one we got to look forward to in terms of, you know, locally. I've enjoyed my time, and I'm almost sure that Trinidad and Tobago, the public here, have enjoyed watching me play. That's the most important thing. They've paid their money, they've come into the cricket ground. I know they have great expectations from me, but sometimes I did not produce, sometimes I did. But most importantly, that, you know, I think we can leave, both parties can leave shaking hands and say, well, you know, you've done a good job. And I must say I appreciate the public for their support over the years. And I really would like to play one more international here. I mean, test match, I would really love to. It's not going to happen in 2007. I don't know, but you know, I wish this is not my real end to cricket in Trinidad and Tobago.
Now, our man Siddharth Vaidyanathan is out there in West Indies, supposedly to cover the series. But I guess he's managing to rake up more fun than imagined. Down in Caribbean, with ample sun, sea and sand, I doubt Siddharth needs a second invitation to let his anchor down. Occasion, Lara's final game in his hometown Trinidad, and Siddharth promptly left the press box, which he often does, but this time he decided to have some more fun.
Few reactions from the local people about Brian's last innings. I need a couple of ladies as well. How it was being there watching Brian's final innings, and how it's been watching Brian through the years and being the pride of Trinidad.
Okay. Hi, I'm Diana Ramkisun. I'm a great fan of Lara. I've followed Lara's career through the years, and coming to the end of his international career in Trinidad now, it was really a joy being here and watching him play before all his fans. I would always be a fan of Lara, and it was really wonderful. Thank you.
Do you think Lara's going to lead West Indies to the World Cup win?
That might be a little difficult, but we are getting there, so who knows? Don't put us down as yet.
And is Lara the best, irrespective of what?
Yes, I would say so. I like Sachin too, but Lara is the best.
Thanks a lot.
Michelle McDonald, CaribbeanCricket.com. I must say that I am delighted that I was able to be here at the last ODI where Brian is supposing to play for the last time. I'm sure it must have been anticlimactic for him, the way he got out. But it was a lovely atmosphere, and I'm happy that I got to see it live.
So how has it been like to have grown up watching Brian being one of the best players in the world, winning West Indies so many matches, playing so many great innings? It must have been emotional.
Yes, I guess it was a little sad today, and then I saw some dark clouds hovering around. So I think they were sad too.
So what do you think? And the team has it in him, and Brian has it in him to put up a good showing in the World Cup and go all the way?
Most definitely. I think we've started now, the momentum going, and it can only get better.
So are you going to be there when Brian plays his last test match here?
I don't know when that will be, because he has a few tests still left in him.
Were you a bit disappointed that he got out early?
No, I ain't disappointed at all, man.
Most important is that we won the game. We won the series.
I got plenty more for Brian.
You think Brian's going to lead the West Indies to the World Cup win?
Oh, no. Not at the moment. We got plenty more trophies to collect. Plenty more trophies. We got to win next test match coming up here too, man. We just said about World Cup right now. So about the test match, we just said about World Cup.
What I want to say is not just Brian Lara. It's the team we're talking about. The team support is what going to carry me through.
Well done, Siddharth. Hope you enjoyed listening to Crick Info Audio. For more audio features, do log on to our audio homepage at crickinfo.com/audio. And please do send us your comments or feedback to audio@crickinfo.com.
This is Crick Info Audio.